Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 9th of November, 1969. The title is Methods to Know the Future. Yuktis to Know the Future. These are most beloved Avyakt Bap Dada's sweet elevated versions on the auspicious festival of Diwali. Bap Dada says, is Bap Dada seeing each child in just one aspect of time or in all three aspects of time? The father is Trikaldarshi anyway, but is Dada Trikaldarshi as well? Are you Trikaldarshi or are you still becoming that? If you are Trikaldarshi, can you see your future? Or do you know it? Do you know what you are going to become? Do you know your future in the Pandav army? Do you clearly know what you are to become and in which kingdom? Which number Lakshmi and Narayan will you become? So each one shared his ideas. Then Bap Dada says, as you progress further, your future name, form, place and time will become clear as to which land you will rule in, with which name and form, and at what time, what you will become in the first kingdom, what you will become in the second kingdom, will internally be clear to each of you, in your own horoscope. Whenever Bap Dada sees anyone, he sees him in all three aspects of time, what he was before, what he is now, and what he is to become in the future. So he sees all these three aspects in each lamp. You know about two aspects of time very clearly. You know what you were and what you are. But what will you become in the future? The more you remain Yogyukt, the clearer your future will be to you, just as your present is very clear to you. You do not have any doubts about your present, as to whether you are something or not. You never have the doubt, I don't know whether I am this or not. In the same way, your future will also be clear to you. Each of you will have such clear intoxication, number-wise, in your intellect. In the Sakar form, both the mother and father had their future very clearly in front of them. Their name, form, place and time were all clear. Is it as clear to you that you know in which relationship you will come? At present, this enters the heart of some of you some of the time. However, after some time, you will have such faith in the intellect that you will say that this has to happen. At present, even if you say something, others may or may not have that faith. But after a while, your behavior and your effort will reveal your future form. At present, there is some difference between your effort and your future. But as your effort matches the time, you will not have any thoughts. All of you celebrated Deepmala. What do you do at the time of Deepmala? You ignite many lamps with one lamp. Therefore, many lamps develop their love from one, and this is Deepmala. If each lamp had developed love for one, then that is Deepmala. What is there in a lamp? Fire. So if there is that deep love, there will be that fire, and if there isn't that deep love, then there isn't that fire. You have to check whether you have become like fire with that deep love. How many types of lamps are very well known in the world? Each one shared his ideas. One is the gross lamp, which dispels physical darkness and brings light. Secondly, there is the lamp of the soul. Thirdly, there is the lamp of the clan. What is the fourth lamp? People speak of the lamp of hope. Baba has hope in the children. So fourthly, there is the lamp of hope. These four types of lamps have been remembered. Out of these four lamps, how many lamps have each of you ignited? Have you ignited the lamp of hope that Bab Dada has in the children? Have you been igniting the gross lamps during many births? Have you ignited the lamp of the soul? You can understand that you have celebrated Deep Mala when you have ignited all four types of lamps. You should not perform any action through which the lamp of the clan is extinguished. There shouldn't be any such activity through which the lamp of hope, which Bab Dada ignites in the children, is extinguished. Are all the lamps burning constantly and steadily? Those whose lamp is ignited cannot stay without igniting the lamp of others. What is the main hope that Bab Dada has in the children? Bab Dada has the hope in the children that each child should become number one, that is, each one should become a victorious jewel. What are the signs of the victorious jewels? What all of you have spoken is only that which you have heard, and therefore it is correct. You have all spoken of the characteristics of those who are victorious, but together with that, a victorious one is not just someone who has himself attained victory, but it is someone who will also make others even more victorious than the self. Just as Bab Dada keeps the children in front of him, in the same way, the sign of those who are victorious jewels is that they will color everyone through their own company. All those who come in front of you should become victorious. What number do such victorious jewels claim in the rosary of victory? You yourselves have become victorious, but others should also become victorious through the color of your company. This service is still remaining. It isn't that only a handful out of multi-millions will become victorious. But whatever someone is like, he makes others become the same. Such victorious jewels who make others into victorious jewels are the main beads of the rosary. The sign of a victorious soul is that he makes others as victorious as he is. This service is still remaining. You have to make not just yourself victorious, but many others also. At Deep Mala, the whole garland of lamps is lit. Since it is called a garland of lamps, has each of you worn a garland of ignited lamps around your neck? When each victorious jewel wears a garland of ignited lamps, then the drums of victory will be heard. Just as you have worn a garland of divine virtues around your neck, in the same way, you have to wear a garland of many ignited lamps around your neck. The more lamps you have in the garland around your neck, accordingly, you will have your subjects there. Some garlands are very long. Some are just large enough to go around your neck. So which garland are you going to wear? A very long one. You have to decorate yourself with such a garland. How many lamps are there in the garland up to now? Can you count them? or are they countless? The lamps which are burning brightly are the ones which are very much liked. Those that just flicker are not so beautiful. Acha, what specialties should be there in the flowers of Madhuban? Its very name is Madhuban, forest of honey. So the first specialty is sweetness. Sweetness is such that it can make anyone smile. Those who imbibe sweetness become great here and also claim a high status there. Those who imbibe Madhurta become Mahan here and also claim a Martaba there. Everyone sees the greatness in those who are sweet. So you should have the special virtue of sweetness. It is only with sweetness that the name of the Lord will be glorified. It is only with Madhurta that the name of Madhusudan will be glorified. This place is called Madhuban. Madhu, honey, means sweetness. And what is the specialty of a forest? A bun. Those with an attitude of disinterest go there. So you also need an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Through this, you will be able to imbibe anything, and everyone will then come here to copy all of you. Everyone will wonder how you became this. From everyone's mouth, there will be the words, Madhuban is Madhuban. There is no other place like it. So you have to imbibe these two specialties, sweetness and an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Madhurta and vritti of behad ka vairagya. In other words, love and power. The love all of you have for Bap Dada is greater than the love anyone else has for Bap Dada. Bap Dada has special love for those who are living in Madhuban because no matter what they are like, they are total renunciates, and this is why they attract. But as well as being total renunciates, you now also have to fill yourself with love and power. Do you understand? Kumaris have to show wonders. Each thought, word and action of the Kumaris should be one that performs wonders. Because Kumaris are pure, they can make their dharna very powerful. You have to display a work of such wonder that the words that emerge from everyone's mouth are, this is a work of great wonder. Just as when you listen to Bap Dada, you say, today's Murli was a great wonder. In the same way, each work of the Kumari should be one of great wonder. You have to follow Bap Dada. You must not say that you will try. All the time that you're still trying, you're still doing koshish, there will not be that attraction. There will not be that kashish. If you want to have that attraction, you will have to finish the word try. Did Bap Dada ever say that he would try? So why do you say that you will try? When Kumaris perform wonders, the companion, the sathi, will give company, will give sath. Otherwise, the companion will become a detached observer, will become a sakshi. So do you like the detached observer or the companion? Those who make effort receive the fruit of that here. You have to make effort to be loved by all. At a time of need, you remember those who love you. Sometimes, you remember the effort for something. Why do you remember Baba? It is because he made effort that you have love for him. You have to become loving through your effort. The more effort you make, the more you will be loved by all. The fruit of effort is love. Everyone sees those who make effort with a vision of love. It is love that makes you perfect. Together with love, you also need power. When there is the combination of the two, then the stage of both love and power becomes extremely unique and extremely lovable. You have to become like the one you have love for. This is the proof of love. You have to check yourself in this to see to what extent you have come close to being equal. The more you come close to being equal, the more you can consider yourself to have come close to your karmatit stage. This is the meter of being equal. You have to recognize your karmatit stage. You will not become karmatit simply by having that love. If together with that love there is power, then you yourself will become perfect and make others perfect also. This is because you will have been filled with those sanskars, with that power. So now, together with love, you have to fill yourself with power. Achha, always pick up virtues. You have to be content in praise and defamation, benefit and loss, victory and defeat, and you also have to be merciful. You have to be santusht in stuti ninda, labh hani, jai parajay, and also be rahamdil. Achha, Om Shanti.